Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, January 11th, 2017. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back. It's our first episode of The Big Show here in 2017, and I am so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I genuinely appreciate it. I wanted to start off today. There's so much to talk about that has happened since the last time we were together, but I think it's always good to level set as we go into a new year and talk about trends that are going to shape a lot of what we do in 2017. And I think there are three trends that we have to pay really close attention to. And for longtime listeners, I don't think there are going to be huge surprises here. But I do think it's important to understand why these matter so much. So the first trend, and I've said this for a while, so this should be no surprise to anybody, but is that mobile is not a trend. We need to stop talking about mobile as a trend. It's a way of life. It really shapes the way our customers interact with almost everything every day. Earlier this week was the 10th anniversary of the introduction of the iPhone, the first iPhone. And as somebody put on Twitter, and I'll find the tweet and I'll put it in the show notes, but as somebody mentioned, you know, we really hadn't gotten our heads around the implications of what happens when everyone is carrying the internet in their pocket everywhere they go. That's a huge shift. And we're beginning to understand what that shift means in time. But we're not really there yet, right? But it definitely has changed the way our customers interact in everything that they do. You know, it, as I've said before, mobile changes behaviors and it changes business models. I told the story recently. I did a webinar for Bizology, and I told the story of going to the Asbury Hotel down in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And one of the things that I found interesting was they did not have a traditional room service experience. They had a menu in each room, and when you were ready to order, you simply texted your order to a phone number. And then when you were ready, you went ahead and went downstairs and picked up your food. Now, as I mentioned in this webinar that I was talking about, it obviously reduces costs for the hotel company, makes it cheaper and less expensive for them to provide a valuable service to their guests. But what I think is even more important is that the hotel understands the needs of their target customer. There were a couple studies done last year, Bank of America's Trends in Consumer Mobility Report, and a study done by Frisch's Restaurants, which owns and franchises Big Boy Restaurants. And the Bank of America study found 40% of respondents 18 to 34 use their phones to avoid conversations with people around them, primarily during a holiday. So anybody who was home for Christmas or had family in for Christmas, you know, 40% of the people who are 18 to 34 in the room who were looking at their phones were probably doing it at some point to avoid talking to you. So keep that in mind, that that's a big shift, right? And the study from Frisch's Restaurant said that a third of people 18 to 24 prefer ordering from the drive-thru because, again, they don't feel like dealing with people. That's a quote from the study, quote, they don't feel like dealing with people. That's enormous. But here's a company, here's a hotel who said, great, we're going to use this to our advantage. We're going to go ahead and make our customer experience more valuable because That's what our customers want. And because mobile enables that. Now, another behavior shift that we're seeing is that in 2016, people viewed more pages on mobile than in desktop, and that two-thirds of all digital media time was on mobile. And those numbers are growing. Which, of course, leads to the second trend, which should be no shock to anybody here, but it's the fact that content is king and context is queen. And I put those two together because it's critically important to understand that when your customers pull the phone out of their pocket, they have a question they need answered. And your content needs to answer that question for them. But in addition to that, it has to be the correct content for where they are in the process. That's why context is queen. And so it's really about having the right content to meet the needs of your customer where they are in their journey. And if you only have one of those, if you've got great content, but it's not targeted at the customer journey effectively, or you understand context, but you're not answering the questions that they have, though I struggle to see how that would work. Maybe you understand where they are in the journey, but then you don't create content that supports them in that journey. Then you're going to struggle because you haven't addressed both the content and context questions. I've talked a bit before about how big voice is going to be when we talk about Amazon's Echo or Google Home or Apple's Siri. And that voice is going to be a huge driver of the way people interact with your content and with your brand in the coming years. You know, there's research that shows 20% of all searches conducted on mobile today are actually conducted via voice. But what you also have to recognize is that what powers the response people get on voice is your content. So, if you don't have the right content, you don't have search success. And if you don't have the right content, you have no social success because your customers and your followers have nothing to share with the people that they want to interact with in their lives. And so that's a really big deal. And that's something you've really got to focus on. Something of a lesser trend, I think it's going to be incredibly important, but while we're talking about content, we need to talk about video. According to many different studies, depending on whose numbers you go, you look at over the course of the year, there were more than 100 million hours of video watched on Facebook every day last year. There were more than 4.5 billion videos viewed on YouTube, and there were more than 10 billion videos viewed on Snapchat. Now, first off, I need to address something here. Clearly, Snapchat measures video views in a very different way than YouTube does. I don't really think Snapchat gets 2+ times the amount of video views that YouTube does. But I do think it's telling that they get a lot, and that YouTube gets a lot, and that Facebook gets a lot. And so it becomes critical that video become one of the types of content you use to answer your questions when they're in the right context. We actually know that a bunch of the mobile phone carriers are starting to roll out 5G, the fifth generation networks, in 2017, and that those will be 1,000 times as fast as 4G, the current fourth generation networks. What 1,000 times as fast means is that you can download full feature-length HD video in seconds, in less than a minute. And so we really should expect video views to grow immensely in the coming years. Now would be a great time as you think about your content, as you think about your content strategy, to think about how do we actually create videos that help our customers. And when we talk about helping our customers, you know, there was a great quote from Mark Benioff recently that said, "Speed is the new currency of business," which really gets to the third important trend, which is that customer experience is the new marketing. Again, customers expect to be able to pull out their phone and answer the questions that they need and then transact quickly and easily. So you want to be able to do that quickly for them. You want speed to be there to make for a great customer experience. And then they can actually tell your story on your behalf with their friends and followers and fans and family on social networks because they've had a great experience. Now, speed isn't the only component, but if you're thinking about how to create a great experience and speed isn't part of it, you're missing the boat. So as you look forward in 2017, you want to think about those three trends and how they work together. That first, mobile isn't a trend, it's a way of life. That secondly, content is king and context is queen. And third, if you're doing a good job of that, you're creating the new marketing by creating great customer experience. You do that well, and you're going to succeed as you go forward in 2017. So the way you put this to work is first, expect mobile. Build it into every step of the customer journey. Next, use your content to answer your customer questions at the key moments, at those moments of truth that matter to them in their journey. And then third, focus on experience and the speed with which you deliver that customer experience to support them at every step in the journey. And then they'll tell your story for you. If you do a great job of that, you're actually going to put these trends to work in a way that will help you drive your business forward and succeed in 2017 and beyond. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you again for tuning in and remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, I would ask you to go ahead and click on the subscribe link that you find there so that you can get this episode, these episodes delivered to you every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or the Google Play Store, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can also check us out on Facebook using facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at TCPeter, or you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that email address is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a great weekend, and we'll look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.